Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Journal Everyday Warrior podcast. I am joined with a good friend and supported us on Drop Zone Moab, Ryan Saroz. Ryan is the founder of Savage Jerky as well as Perky Jerky.
Right.
And there, is there one other?
So it's organized under two bold brands.
Two bold brands.
Yeah.
Okay.
So separate brands.
And Drop Zone Moab, this should be coming out around the time that that drops, but... That was a expedition we had, Tim Kennedy, the Diesel Brothers, Andy Stumpf, Mike Glover, Evan Hafer, Mike Barker, who's been on multiple expeditions. It was, did I mention the Diesel Brothers?
Yes.
Okay. Diesel Brothers brought their helicopters out. It turned out bigger than we thought, and it was a great expedition jumping into what I would equate is like jumping into Mars.
I love the scenery. What a great event. We're really pleased we finally had a way to partner with Legacy Expeditions. That was fun.
It was, you know, those expeditions, those, what was that, at max, a day and a half, or no, 2 days. Those are the ones we need to orchestrate rather than 777, because that was just
I imagine it
destroyed my life. Yeah, destroyed my life. As I say, I'm still doing triage on my other companies. But Ryan, really quickly for the audience, just give your background, where you're born, raised. I know you went to the Air Force Academy. Which I have a lot of respect for, but the leap from oil and gas into
I always joke I've had multiple lives in one span, but no, I grew up in Grants Pass, Oregon, went to the Naval Academy actually, and on exchange at the Air Force Academy, so I did spend time at both the service academies, graduated from Navy and then cross commissioned the Air Force, so I was a nuclear missile officer in the Air Force for what ended up being about 7.5 years, and ended up jumping and got into the private sector. I'd gotten my MBA and so did strategy consulting work for a number of years kind of across industries, and found my way to Denver, Colorado, which is where I currently live. Had an opportunity to get in the oil and gas industry and in a little niche in wastewater. So basically it's kind of the glorified oil field janitor is what I say.
And wastewater used for fracking.
So essentially the way I explain it, when you have a oil and gas well, you basically drill the well and then you pull, you're trying to pull hydrocarbons. So you get oil, gas, water, and crap coming out of the well. And so essentially the operators try to sell off the oil and gas. And then they have this fluid mixture remaining. And so I take that and I have disposal wells and clean it up and try to recirculate it to the frac. So that's that little, you know, kind of nuanced industry. And got into the entrepreneurial space, started up a company and ended up selling that. And was kind of looking for my next phase and had a lot of private equity interest in supporting me for new ventures. Then COVID hit and all of a sudden no conversations anymore. And meanwhile, I'd come across this company called Savage Jerky, which was just a phenomenal product and great branding. It actually had been around for about 5 or 6 years at the time. There's a really creative guy out of Georgia who had founded the company really largely because it was he liked spicy beef jerky, and there just wasn't any good quality beef jerky on the market at the time. And so he set up a website and started selling. Within a couple of years, it was $1 million a year on online sales. And then they tried to get into the retail space. It's just a hugely different ball game. And so that's kind of where I entered in, is looking at a potential investment. And then as I kind of dug in a little bit more, saw that there's just an opportunity to build this thing up and take it over, which I did in December of 2020. And you know, the one big thing that I saw that was really lacking was adherence and alignment with the military community, which I thought the product and the brand just fit perfectly. Obviously, you know, coming from the military, you know, we eat a ton of jerky and great source of energy and protein. And then with our matte black branding and kind of our bearded dude, which we call our logo, I just thought it was an awesome alignment with the, you know, with the military. So that's one of the things that we've done. We've obviously, you know, kind of iterated on packaging, but we're really making a big push for, you know, to support the military and to, you know, to drive military alignment.
The brand mark is strong. The bearded man is great. It almost reminds me, what's that? They have those great commercials. I think they're like a jean company. It's like the lumberjack guy in his pants.
Oh, that's right. Duluth. Is it Duluth?
Yeah. It definitely, no. It's brand mark is everything. It's something you can like rally behind. It's your flag.
Well, you know, what's funny is during COVID, I wore a beard. And so that was pretty much everybody that I came across thought that I created this logo. And I said, I'm really sorry. I didn't. When I shaved, all of a sudden my daughters were asking me if they're going to have to take the beard off the bearded dude too. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. The jerky is, and I wouldn't say this, we align with brands through Legacy Expeditions that we can actually get behind. You know, we've had, even for the podcast, what's the company Manscaped? Mm-hmm. I think one of the guys who goes out and fights and steals for us came to us and he said, hey, would you do Manscaped? And my answer was absolutely not. You know, I've got kids, not my hair, but the, you know, you've got the jerky, and for some reason, I think I correlate that I buy most of my beef jerky from convenience stores, sure, usually when I'm on the, sure, road, and it's just not good. Mm-hmm. Occasionally you'll run into a convenience store where they have some local jerky maker, which is decent. But I mean, you look at these macros are insane. I mean, this is Blazing Warrior and this tastes a little bit like candy, but, two servings. So a total of only 6 grams of carbs,
right,
and 20 grams of protein. That's, yeah. I mean, that's, that is awesome macros for a quick snack.
Yeah. So, you know, and we've had iterations on our products, but I would say that across the board, I mean, this really, you know, started out with Brad and kind of the recipes that he had developed. But as we continue to innovate, because that's really important for us as well, creating new flavors, and even refining our products, you know, really, we actually have some low sodium beef jerky, which is just not out there. Mm-hmm. We have a number of low sugar. So our sugar typically ranges from 2 to 6 grams, which is on the very, very low end. And we also do now have some zero sugar products. But above all else, we just have a commitment to quality. That's our biggest thing. You know, we want to have the best product out there. You know, Savage Jerky, by the way, all, you know, we have beef jerky and bacon jerky, and bacon jerky is really the unique protein that Blazing Warrior you're eating right now is a bacon jerky, triple thick center cut pork belly. So it's, there are other bacon jerkies out there. They're not all created equal, and ours is, I'm obviously biased, but by far the best, as far as the product and protein, but also then the ingredients. And that's one of the things, none of you will never find any chemicals, you know, any fillers, all of, you know, we pride ourselves by saying all of our ingredients come from a kitchen, not a lab. And it's true. You should be able to find every ingredient on the back of our package in your kitchen. And, we just think that's great. You know, another thing that we do too, if you follow our socials, we actually have a lot of recipes. So we ended up having a lot of support from, you know, kind of foodie networks, and our product, because it's so good and the quality is so good, it lends itself to a number of different recipes, which I think is fun.
You know, I'm looking at these ingredients here. I've never seen that. Uncured bacon, no nitrates or nitrates?
Nitrites, yeah. No nitrites, nitrates.
Added, so that, except those naturally occurring in sea salt. I've never seen that.
It's really rare, and that's actually, so yeah, that's a major contributor. You know, as we look at going into, you know, retail companies, those are the types of barriers that they have. It needs to be clean. It needs to be you know, high quality, not the chemicals and carcinogens that are in a lot of the other products out there.
So, you know, the funny thing, and Will, you don't know this, you know, when you go out into the field, And I'm talking where you're going to stay overnight. You're giving MREs, which you cherry pick the MREs. I'm not taking this.
Trades.
The two things that guys always took was GORP, good old raisin peanut, with M&Ms in it. You just put it in a Ziploc bag. And that has a lot of what you need to sustain in the field. And then you took jerky. But the thing about jerky is you buy the, and I don't want to go into brands, just the average sort of jerky that's in the market, and it's just dry.
Yeah.
It's dry. You sent us a box on Drop Zone Moab, and that box was full. It was waiting for us at a very great, what was the name of that place? Where was the lodge we stayed? The Base Camp Adventure Lodge, which was, this was unreal. So, one, we had sent a guy, Air Force PJ, or actually, he'd kill me for saying that, a CCT with the 2-4 STS, and he was the expedition leader. And he came back, and he's like, this is the place we got to stay. And we're like, great. We took his word for it. But once you turned off the main highway, it was an hour of off-roading to get to the Base Camp Lodge, but it was right next to the Colorado River. They didn't have a great kitchen. We couldn't cook all the steaks we got all that well, so everyone ate the jerky, one, because it's delicious. But this one in particular, the ghost pepper, became like the running joke. Yeah. And I think somebody, I made the same mistake, confused this package with the Bold barbecue. Took a big chunk and I started chewing it. And I'm like, I'm good. And it was like a minute or two later, I'm like, oh, crap, it was ghost pepper. This has 1, 2, 3, 4 strikes, very hot. Do you have is there a 5-strike?
There is. So that's very hot. We have extreme hot, which I call stupid hot. So Savage Jerky is called Carolina Reaper is the hottest.
And I think you sent some out.
I think I did maybe send a couple bags out. So I was curious what happened there. But yeah, so this again goes back to the founder who just loves spice. And in fact, Savage Jerky was the very first, as far as I know. I'd love to have somebody fact check me on this, but there's Savage Jerky was the first company that created a Carolina Reaper beef jerky using Reaper mash. So there's been others that use oils or powders or whatever else. We are true to form in having true Reaper peppers and mashed up and put into the marinade.
Yeah.
So it's just stupid hot. I mean, I love spice. It's on another level. And we sell a ton of a Reaper. There's been a lot of people who said, hey, when you do a packy chip challenge or that type of thing, and quite frankly, that it seems a little gimmicky to me. Sure, it'd be great to get it out there a bit more, but to be honest, I think we've got a great following. If you look at our website, our reviews on the Reaper jerky is just astounding. That's some true spice, and the ghost pepper, it is a building heat. You say, I always love it when people take a bite and they're like, oh, that's not bad, it's good flavor, because it's got buffalo wait sauce in it. I always say, wait for it, it'll come.
That's insane. I know Will's going to throw up the website. The leap from oil and gas to CPG, that must have been, and we've a lot of our listeners, viewers are small business owners.
Yeah.
That must have been a pretty difficult leap.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things, first of all, coming from, military background, you adapt and overcome, you learn along the way. I think I've always played well on teams also. And I think I had a lot of institutional knowledge as I kind of stepped in. I didn't know what I was getting into, and it's a crash course, it's a really, really nuanced industry. And, I think, by the way, I also have to give my wife credit because she is highly supportive. And if I didn't say some positive words, she might actually not be very pleased, but, no, she's the biggest supporter, biggest fan. And I think she understood that, look, I'm an entrepreneur and I want to step out and build something. And has always been right behind me. But, it's fun. By the way, I can tell you, it's a lot more fun talking to people about jerky than about oil and gas. I can assure you, and specifically saltwater disposal wells. So it's been fun getting to know, the product, getting to know, the industry, distribution. We sell on our website, we sell on Amazon, we sell in grocery stores and convenience stores. All of them have a different, kind of channel. So everything is nuanced. You know, even the use of brokers and, you know, different sales support and all kinds of, I mean, just the, you know, it's a very simple business from a sales and marketing standpoint, but if you add in all of the operations supply chain, I mean, it's, and of course I entered in during, during COVID, during the pandemic, which was a whole nother, I mean, that ruined companies. And, you know, we were just fortunate, I think, probably to have time moving through it and, you know, quite frankly, not having more distribution to have more issues during that time. So I consider, you know, consider myself really, really blessed. But it's been fun. We're just starting out.
Are pretty much all the ingredients, everything to source it out of the U.S.?
Everything's out of the U.S. Yeah, that's great. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the things, says made in USA right on our package. We're very, very particular about that. And that's something that we hold true. And again, I mean, we source everything ourselves. I have a product specialist that does all of our sourcing. And so, you know, you won't find, any mass produced or anything elements. We call ourselves small batch, handcrafted small batch, because we think that's going to be the best jerky. And by the way, you were talking about the texture of jerky. I always tell people there's a spectrum of jerky. You know, there's all, you know, all the way from the dry leathery jerky that, yeah, we probably, you know, yes, grew up on, mm-hmm, going to the gas station, putting your hand in the big cylinder, plastic cylinder, and pulling out a puck, all the way to nowadays, you've got a couple of companies that are, you know, almost waxy texture, and they've created this moist, you know, this build for a moist product, which is good at its core, but it's not when it's pumped with all kinds of chemicals, which ends up happening a lot of it. And we pride ourselves being kind of right in the center. You know, we want to have tender cuts. We don't want to have overly moist waxy cuts. We also don't want to have leathery, you know, kind of hurt your teeth. You know, one of the things with Savage Jerky, one of the reasons why I, it's kind of a funny story, but I always told people, like, I didn't like eating jerky because I had a kind of a gap in the back of my mouth between a couple of teeth, and I always get jerky, you know, I'd always get the meat stuck in there. And when I had Savage, it didn't get stuck. And I, you know, so I didn't understand what it was. And I just think it's the tender cut, it's the ingredients that we have. But even to this day, I can eat all of our beef jerkies and not have any challenge if I try somebody else's, which I do from time to time, just to make sure that we're still on top. Yeah. That's usually one of
the moistness is pretty noticeable. You know, it's funny. You bring up the old convenience store where you'd reach in.
Oh yeah.
I mean, do they still have those, given the hygiene concerns?
So I have seen a couple of them, but it's more in rural areas. I think, especially going through COVID, I think a lot of those, if they were still around, they're probably taken out then.
So when you bought the company, it was still DTC, direct to consumer.
Correct.
And so you had to start from scratch, pretty much.
We had a couple retail partners that we were working with at the time, and you know, had some growing pains, you know, just learning how to, you know, how to promo, how to support those, and quite frankly, we ended up pulling out of those specific players just because they weren't structured in the right way. So as we go to market right now, that's one of the things that we do, is we look for partners that work with us. Right now is a good example. We're distributed in Dierbergs, which is a high-end chain in St. Louis, and we do a number of targeted campaigns with Dierbergs. We appreciate their support. We're actually coming into Central Market here in Texas, so looking forward to having Savage bacon jerkies sold there, and then also Perky Jerky Wagyu. So that's exciting. This is the best sound is somebody tasting the beef jerky. Now that's actually the Umami Zing is a zero sugar beef jerky. So the texture in this one's more of a dry rub, just because if you think about it, what makes jerky moist is actually sugar, and water content. And by the way, you don't want to have water content in beef jerky. That's what lends the mold. So essentially we have tight standards on every single one of our jerkies to make sure that it's the right, basically, density as we come out of cook and package. But this what I say, I like to say, our zero sugar beef jerkies are the first zero sugar beef jerkies that actually taste good. There are others on the market. This one is kind of an Asian flavor. I mean, what are your thoughts on
it? No, it's good. I mean, the fact that it's zero sugar would grab my wife in a heartbeat. And I did forget, you did send some herb blends, which we used on the steaks. We did not use the Reaper hot sauce, or maybe some people did.
I used definitely the sauce on breakfast.
Our eggs were that bad. It was basically the eggs were cooked. We had this weird little, it was a pan with a fire underneath it. Yeah. And it was just, so we cooked the bacon and we couldn't get rid of the bacon grease. It was everything cooked after that first meal was doused in bacon grease.
Yeah. So I think we sent some jalapeno and some habanero hot sauce to you guys, which are, I mean, those are, the Reaper, actually, we're sold out at Reaper right now. It is a big seller, and we need to.
What is that used on most commonly?
You know, I mean, I think people use it on everything, to be honest. I mean, I've had chicken, beef. We do have some barbecue sauces as well. We have a Carolina. I don't know if I sent any of that out for you, but I need to get some to you if you haven't. It was like a yellow. It was like a bigger bottle. Carolina habanero pineapple. It's fantastic. It is, and I put that on pork, chicken, you know, brats, whatever. But yeah, I mean, the hot sauces, I think, you know, I got a guy that just bought a case of it. It's like, man, I'm taking this with me to Chipotle because this jalapeno mojo hot sauce is better than anything that's out there. So we actually have people that are taking our sauces with them when they go. Yeah. So that's the Carolina habanero pineapple over there. It's just like fantastic. That. We actually have a couple other barbecue sauces. We have a maple buffalo sauce that we've created and a couple others that we're getting ready to launch. So we'll have some updates here within a couple months.
How's the spice rub on steak?
Spice rub's fantastic. That's my go-to. If we didn't give you any of that, I'll send you something. Okay. There's so many of them out there, and we don't lead with any of our spices, but when we have, you know, when we have our fans that know how good our flavors are, you know, we sell through anytime we have them. We're a jerky company, but we love sauces and spices too.
Man, I'm surprised you guys are not at the SHOT Show. As we're recording this, the SHOT Show is going on in Vegas, and I'm getting texts from everyone, hey, you shot the SHOT Show? I'm like, no, I didn't go this year.
Yeah, you know, I can certainly say we'll be there next year. I think, you know, one of the things that we look at, and as we've relaunched, because let's also remember, like, you know, basically we've, you know, I bought Savage, getting ready to kind of relaunch Savage, and then Perky Jerky went into bankruptcy. So I bought Perky out of bankruptcy, integrated the two brands. And again, Perky Jerky, let me also give a little soundbite on that. So when you look at the branding of Savage Jerky, Perky Jerky is perfectly complementary, highly differentiated. The main protein is turkey, but the branding is complementary, differentiated. We target a female target audience.
I was
going to
say Perky, yeah. Like it just sounds so. Yeah. And I don't mean this in a slight feminine.
Yeah. It's so by the way, the team that built Perky Jerky is I'm actually still work with a number of the team. Got to know the former CEO and founder really well throughout the bankruptcy process. And, you know, they did a great job in their marketing and branding. They pivoted and tacked Perky Jerky over time to where they finally found the right target audience. And the phrase was millennial moms with money, M cubed, right? And so, and that was something, it was an incremental customer, as they say, and it's smart, it's brilliant, it's, you know, they were the number one seller in Whole Foods for a long time. But at any rate, coming back, you know, to the timeline, you know, essentially we really kind of relaunched in 2023. So I think we've had a lot of great success kind of getting in the door and some grocery stores during that time. But right now is really the time where we're looking to, you know, looking to expand. And one of the big things, you know, when you talk about trade shows or kind of presence, you know, we want to make sure we have some distribution that's, you know, either in the area or kind of national or whatever that we can reference. So it's not just, hey, look at us on our website. And so I think what we're going to find is that we'll continue to build during 24. You know, we mentioned earlier, you know, we've got a review with Army Air Force Exchange Services. So we're hoping to have, our product around the world for troops available, you know, distributed there, but also we'll get into convenience stores in 2024. And then at that point, I think, you know, 25 is a good time to start looking at having forward presence with our brand and really building, you know, reinforcing, I think, the basis that we've established. And SHOT Show's, it's one of those great, you know, opportunities where, you know, there's not 20 other beef jerky companies that we're just, you know, kind of muddled down. I mean, it's, you know, we stand out. I think we align heavily with the, you know, with the attendees and the sponsors. And so I think that's something we're looking forward to.
You got to have the troops that actually take the Savage Jerky out into the field. Take photos, send them to you guys, and then repost. I think you'd be surprised how many you know, messages you guys would get or
fully
attacks.
Fully support it. And in fact, I just got a every now and then we'll get inbounds from military. I got a Navy a ship. In fact, I had emailed with the XO to see where to send. So I think we're going to send some care packages over there. And you know, we've got Savage Jerky fans all over. It's fun with a small brand, but we've got to build the awareness. I think military is a great place.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. First responders. So you said you're in Central Market.
We are. We're just launching in the Central Market right now. I in fact, I wanted to maybe stop to check out some shelves, see if we're actually there. But yeah, we'll, if not right now, we'll be within the next couple of weeks.
Any possibility getting in? Because Central Market, for those that don't know, is owned by HEB, which is, I've never seen a better grocery store chain in my life. We're wildly proud of HEB in Texas.
HEB, I think, is a gold standard. I met with HEB last summer. Great conversation. Their category manager is very sharp. Understands the space really well. They actually didn't do a full reset. So that's at the end of the day, we're not on their shelf right now. I have confidence we will be. We should be talking with them in another couple months, and I hope to have a couple perky jerky turkey skews on shelf. And then, you know, you tasted the zero sugar beef. They were really interested in zero sugar bacon jerky. So there is no zero sugar bacon jerky out there. Zero, never been done. We came out with two of the best flavors. We have purely peppered and simply smoked. They are fantastic. And by the way, I know I didn't bring any down for you, but I will get you some and you can write about how well you like those.
So we both have a fascination for organizational culture, leadership, and high performing teams. Have you ever heard the story about HEB during the, we call it the snowpocalypse here in Dallas and Austin in February 2021? Well, let's just say Texans don't deal well with snow.
Sure.
It was we've got a 4Runner with a lift on it, all terrain tires. I'm doing 20 on the road, and the Prius would go flying by us at like 50 right into the ditch. It was a graveyard of cars. But great story about just HEB, and I know you'll appreciate this from a leadership perspective. Well, the power grid is not weatherized in Texas, and this was a big missed opportunity by government to weatherize it because there were multiple warnings from, and Will was in Texas, I think the early 2000s, like 2008, there was a big snowstorm and went down. They said, hey, you got a weatherized system. So one of the HEBs here in Austin still had power, was just packed with people because everyone did a run on the stores similar to COVID, except I don't think toilet paper was sold out. So everyone has their shopping carts full. All of a sudden, the power goes out. So now you're in a litigious situation. You can't have people in the store. So as the story goes, and the director of marketing for HEB, who's a great guy, former P&G analytics side, had an opportunity to meet with him, and he was telling me the story, and I'm probably taking liberties here. So the cell phone towers are down. The phone lines are dead. So can't get back to HEB headquarters. So he gets on the announcement system or a bullhorn, basically says, hey, folks, we can't have you in the store with the lights off. It's a litigious situation. We don't want you, put you in harm's way. Everything that's in your carts is yours.
Oh, wow.
Go home. Be safe. We hope to see you after the storm is over. Over $500,000 worth of groceries storm out of that store.
Wow.
And the moral of the story is, and I use this in speeches to company, what do you think happened to that manager? Of course, people are like, his ass was fired. No, they promoted him. That story, and I think the director of marketing, I can't put a dollar amount, but it was in the millions. They said, do you know how much earned media we got from that one story alone?
But they didn't do it for that reason. Which was a great outcome.
He showed initiative. Yeah. Yeah. He knew the core values, which HEB is hardcore on their core values. He made a decision that was in line with those values, and they used that story as a sort of leadership, business case study for future managers within HEB.
Yeah. Yeah. And, do you know one of the things that doesn't surprise me, but the one of the things that I would say, because I've been to a number of corporate headquarters, and usually they're not really like energetic places, right? I mean, they're jobs, and that was one of the things that I saw about HEB that was just totally different. Is that it really seemed like there was a buzz, there was just energy around the employees, and just so they're doing something right for sure. And I know for a fact that they've got a loyal fan base. I mean, when you've got HEB shoppers. And they're everywhere in Texas now. I think they've really done a good job of focusing on an area that they know they can dominate.
And their stores get better. I mean, we've got the headquarters for Whole Foods here, which is a great company. But yeah. I think H-E-B has cannibalized their sales within Texas. I mean, we used to go to Whole Foods all the time. Now we only go to H-E-B because the cuts of meat are just on par with Whole Foods. I mean, Central Market to a higher degree.
Yeah.
It's a great company. That said,
By the way, I must also say Whole Foods is a fantastic company.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
No.
Perky Jerky was the leading. They were the number one category leader for years and years. We actually are currently talking with Whole Foods about getting Perky Jerky back in there. So, we want to work with the best companies out there. And by the way, Texas just happens to have two of the best that are there, based here. So we love that.
I will caveat that. No, Whole Foods is a great company, which started here in Austin. Do you remember they ran into a lot of criticism over the asparagus water?
I don't remember hearing that.
Yeah, they were selling asparagus water for like basically water with asparagus in the bottle for like $5. They took some heat, but you know, Whole Foods is...
And people are buying this?
They were.
The biggest thing with asparagus is when you go to the bathroom, you remember you had asparagus, right? So like, why would you just do that to your?
I don't know why you just wouldn't eat it naturally.
Yeah.
But no, Whole Foods definitely created the genre of stores that you see being replicated now, without a doubt.
Fair enough.
So industry leaders, as we start to close this out, and I will say to anyone who goes and purchases either on the web store, and we're not sponsored by Savage Jerky. Or if you find it in stores, if you don't think it's good, literally text me or email me. I guarantee you won't, because this is, you've got a loyal customer in me just because of the taste and the moisture alone, bottom line.
I appreciate it.
You've run a number of businesses across multiple industries. What are sort of the three core principles to business leadership for you that would put any of our small business owners who are listening on a path towards proportionate success?
Yeah. You know, I mean, the first one for me is easy, integrity. I mean, I think that's how I run my life. It's how I run business. That's how, that's what I look for, true to self. You know, I'm a Christian. I mean, like, I just, that's me at the core, and that's how I want to run my business. How I want to present the example to my, to my staff, my team, everybody that I work with. The second thing I think is teamwork, and that's something that it's critical, finding the right people. And by the way, it's tough. We've had some iterations, and by the way, there's people that are fantastic with a bigger company that maybe don't fit into a smaller company, and vice versa. And as we grow, we'll continue to build our team. But that's something that's just really critical, is having the right people in the right roles and working with them in the right way. And boy, it's tough coming out of COVID, kind of trying to work remotely and still have the personal touch. But I think our team's done really well at that. I put a ton of my time into making sure that we're building our team in the right way. Mm-hmm. The third thing, and this is something that maybe a lot of times people don't necessarily pay attention to, but just learning. I think this is something that, as you mentioned, hey, my career has been, really a smorgasbord in some respects. And that's one of the things that I've always appreciated, is just being able to learn new things and humbling myself to say, I may not have the answer, but I certainly learn it. I mean, I'll lean on my team for things that they maybe know that I need to learn, or sometimes, unfortunately, it's, painful lessons that, you just got to stock away. But I mean, I think the only lessons that aren't worthwhile are ones you forgot. So, I think it's really, building on lessons, building on successes, and having, again, my team that does the same.
Well, guys, you heard it. Integrity, teamwork. Part of that is finding the right cultural fit, which is not an indictment of the organization or the individual if it's not a good fit. And then lastly, be a learning organization, knowledge management, and just continue to grow. And hopefully don't repeat the same mistakes twice. Definitely not three times.
Yeah.
Well, dude, Ryan, I can't thank you enough. I wish you and Savage Jerky and Perky Jerky the best of success. We'll be watching you guys grow. I know we'll be definitely taking this stuff on expeditions with us. And man, well, we look forward to having you back at some point.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is great. Really do value the partnership with you personally and with Legacy Expeditions. I think have a ton of fun with Moab, and look forward to future adventures.
Yeah, I think the Moab cut is going to be awesome. Of course, you know, Dan was out there to film with Will, but because these guys are so focused on the 777 dock, we've got a guy named Pat Sowers, who goes by the call sign Gunny, because he was a gunny in the Marine Corps, retired. He's going to do an amazing job, and that will probably be out around March 15th, if not April 1st, through multiple platforms, and we'll let the audience know. But Legacy's got some good things coming that we're keeping close hold right now. But we'll let the public know once we have firm dates. But Ryan, thanks again. And for everyone listening or watching, thanks for following us. Again, go leave a review on YouTube, on the Men's Journal page regarding the podcast, or comments, and either go to Google Cast, Spotify, or Apple Podcast, whatever platform you utilize, and leave a comment, leave a review. Helps us learn. As Ryan just said, even fair criticism, we take on board and we make adjustments. All right, guys, till next time. Outer.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.